98.1 KZEMK with you, and delighted to welcome back one of our favorite recurring guests, Joanna Hess from Art Studio Views, now in its 19th year. Welcome back, Joanna.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here and cannot believe it's 19 already.
19. Yeah, 19 is a funny number because it's not quite 20, but it's still an incredible amount of events.
It's a prime number.
Is it a prime number?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I love prime numbers.
You're a math person?
No.
Just prime numbers.
But prime numbers.
Yeah. So what are you doing to celebrate? What's prime number you're getting?
This year we're doing several extra shows. We're having an exhibit at the Ulster Savings Bank in Red Hook.
We love them.
With some of the, I think 12 of the 28 artists are participating. And then we also have an exhibit at the Betsy Jacaruso Gallery of Everybody. And it's a sampler exhibit, so people can stop in the gallery and get a preview of the studios they might like to see more of.
Oh, that's a cool idea. So, and that's ongoing now, right?
Through Labor Day.
Yeah, yeah. So that is at the Betsy Jacaruso Studio and Gallery, which is in Rhinebeck, right?
It's in the courtyard in Rhinebeck, and Betsy's very generous to give us the space.
Yeah.
And it's open during gallery hours.
So if you're thinking of going and taking the artist studio tour this weekend, which again, it's September 5th and 6th, this weekend, Labor Day weekend, maybe you can start this week by popping by the Betsy Jacaruso Gallery and getting a little sneak preview of some of the work.
It's really a great way to begin your tour, and you can pick up the brochure, which has a map.
Beautiful.
Of all 28 studios from Germantown through Tivoli, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Hyde Park, and Statsburg.
This is, yeah, so you've generously given me a brochure here, and I'm looking at it. You can hear the Foley. And this is so well designed because the map is, you know, it's a very, like, north and south spread,
yes,
of studios.
And each town has a different color balloon to signify which artist studio is in that town.
That's really cool. Yeah. So, you know, I always, whenever we talk about Art Studio Views, I want to kind of drive home, like, what a great way this is to see things in the Hudson Valley that you wouldn't otherwise see, and areas that you wouldn't otherwise see, because these are people's homes and studios. So this isn't going to be the center of town. These are going to be some really cool off the beaten path locations.
The drive is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's mostly off of Route 9 and 9G. So you're going north and south. And the artists are independent, some show in galleries, but they're each set up so that you can have an intimate visit with them.
Yeah.
And ask questions about their process. You might see work in progress and finished work, of course, and work is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So bring cash. And people are looking forward to art connoisseurs or beginners,
yeah,
coming, asking lots of questions. Families are more than welcome. However, pets are not.
Yep, totally fair.
Yeah.
Again, these are people's homes and studios, and you never know what delicate work is in there or what allergies somebody might have.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And you can stay as long as you want. Although there are 28 studios, you may only get to 5 each day because you might linger, or you might get to 10 if you get there and realize, oh, this work isn't for me.
28 is a lot to pack into 2 days. That would be, if you were trying to hit them all, that's 14 studios in each day.
But as they say, we're also open Labor Day with half of the studios. So 14 of them are participating. They said, I'm already set up.
Yeah.
My signs are already out. I might as well be open.
Those are the extroverts.
Yes. Those are the people who are really driven. And so you could actually have 3 days of touring around the beautiful Mid-Hudson Valley.
Yeah. So if you're up here for Labor Day weekend, or you have friends or family visiting over the long weekend, what a great thing to do with them.
And we have these bright yellow signs that say Art Studio Views, and the artists have put arrows on the top. There's in the map addresses so you could GPS everybody and just go out and have a delightful ride.
Yeah. And there's really, I'm looking at the list of artists who are participating. You've got people who work in all different mediums. You've got ceramicists, metal artists, painters, printmakers, photographers, and everything in between. I mean, it's really a very diverse spread. I'm sure I've asked you this in previous years, but is it hard to choose the lineup every year?
I actually have a waiting list, and this year, well, many years now, people have been taking a year off in between to go on the tour or to develop more work.
Yeah.
And so this year, we actually didn't have our full load of 30.
Mm.
We usually have 30 artists on the tour.
Yeah.
So if you're interested next year, let me know. Next year, some of these artists said, I'll come back for year 20.
There you go.
And I'm thinking, what are we doing for year 20 that we're not doing now?
You better start thinking about it.
Yeah, fireworks is where my mind went.
Fireworks at every studio.
That's right.
We're talking about Art Studio Views. Joanna Hess is my guest. Art Studio Views is this weekend, September 5th and 6th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then also Labor Day Monday with half of the artists still participating.
Yes.
And are they shorter hours that day?
11 to 5.
11 to 5.
Still the same. And on the brochure and on the website, there's an asterisk by the names of the people who are open that day.
Wonderful. And once again, I want to draw some attention to the exhibit at Betsy Jacaruso Studio, because that's a really cool thing. It's open now. You can go during gallery hours and get a look early before you head out on the tour. And
plan your tour.
Yeah, that's a great way to plan.
Because you may not want to do the six artists in Germantown. You might want to do three of them and go down to Rhinebeck or
maybe
Park.
There's somebody whose work you've seen before and you're like, I'd like to prioritize somebody else this year. Yeah, it's hard to choose, but there's many ways to go about it.
That's true. And we also have restaurant sponsors, so you can stop off for lunch or dinner. We just heard from Stewart Shops that they are a new sponsor.
Oh, great.
And we have a Stewart Shop in Germantown, two in Red Hook, and one in Hyde Park, so you can get gas and snacks.
There you go. They got good snacks. They got the best cold brew. I love Stewart's cold brew.
Oh, that's good to know. I know their ice cream's really good.
Yeah, the bottled cold brew.
And I also wanted to thank our platinum sponsors, the Henry L. Kimmelman Family Foundation and the Loie Lemberger Kaplan Charitable Fund, as well as a plethora of shops and businesses and individuals who are sponsoring Art Studio Views to keep it a free event.
Yeah. And that is something that's very important. If you don't know about this event, it is free. You know, obviously you spend a little bit of gas money on the day and you can buy art along the way if you are moved to, but it is free to go and visit these folks' studios and workspaces.
Do something unusual.
Totally. And how many things like this, I mean, how many things, period, can you do for free anymore?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
And it's cultural.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's community supported. So
absolutely.
We love being open for people to come, and the conversations are interesting. People ask great questions of the artists.
Yeah.
And it gets everybody thinking about framing or style that they use. Of course, a lot of people are influenced by the Hudson River painters, but we have a lot of contemporary artwork as well. And as you mentioned, ceramic, two ceramicists and a metal worker. There are six new artists this year on the tour and two who are returning after a period of time.
Awesome.
So there's fresh blood out there.
Yeah. Now, Joanna, you have participated as an artist in the past, haven't you?
No, but my gallery has.
Okay.
Albert Shahinian Fine Art is a sponsor of the tour.
Gotcha, gotcha. Because I'm wondering if you have any insight on, you know, for folks who are considering taking the tour, who maybe aren't experienced artists themselves and are nervous about, like, what do I talk to these artists about? What are kind of some questions that you would enjoy being asked or that, you know, folks like to talk about?
Where do you get your ideas?
Mm-hmm.
What are you using? Oh, that's not paint. What are you using instead? And Like, there's printmakers on the tour. You may not be familiar with that method.
And there's all different methods, right?
All different methods. There are people doing encaustic, which is with wax. And so there's a whole procedure that people will have out to demonstrate what that is. A few people, one person does, a new person on the tour is making mobiles. So that's a sculpture that we haven't had before.
That's cool, yeah.
There's a metal worker, and she has the coolest tools. So I would start with walk in, look around, and if something grabs your eye, you can ask a question about that, or say, I like the colors you use.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever strikes your fancy, right?
Yeah, and usually the artist will welcome you and say, is this your first time on the tour? So they're a little nervous, too, about welcoming people into their sacred spaces.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a lot of fun.
It's cool to be vulnerable. It's, you know, on both ends.
That's true.
It's neat to, like, have that opportunity to make a connection then that way.
And now I drive around and go, oh, Susie lives there and Peter lives there.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, I went down that driveway and there's the most beautiful house, or or that driveway needs work. So we've been having a lot of artists. We were open during COVID, and that first year, a lot of people set up tents outside. Mm-hmm. And some people still have their work outside along their driveway or in their garage, just because it was more fun than being indoors.
Makes
and
it a little special.
We've been so lucky. The weather's usually really, really, really perfect mid-70s.
Well, we're gonna put it out there to the universe that it's going to be the same again this year.
Oh, I hope so. That one year when it was in the 90s, people
a little tough
suffered a bit. We drink a lot of water.
Joanna Hess is my guest. Art Studio Views in its 19th year this weekend, Labor Day weekend. Artstudioviews.com. And to pick up one of these beautiful brochures,
headquarters, two in Rhinebeck, Art Gallery 71, as well as Betsy Jacaruso in the courtyard. In Red Hook, Equus Art Gallery. In Tivoli, we have the Tivoli Art Gallery is also a headquarter. They all have brochures. They all have bathrooms you can use. They all have information about all the artists and can recommend how to get to them.
Wonderful. Well, again, that's artstudioviews.com, or visit one of those aforementioned locations for this gorgeous brochure. And Joanna, thank you again for coming in.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, MK, and I hope you get out on the tour.